This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And I do so much appreciate it. You know, when I sat here during the breaks and I'm looking through some of the news and some of the emails you guys sent, it's funny how many FBI agents, Department of Justice agents, are coming forward and talking about some of the issues that they feel were wrong that took place while they were in the field working under the Obama administration. And you won't get any sympathy from the left. They don't care what those people have to say. Not now they don't, anyhow. Weren't we supposed to cherish the people in the field? Weren't we supposed to revere them and treat them, you know, they like they were gods in their own right? And I don't say that to be mean or anything else. I say that to be honest. Wasn't that the expectation? They're out there busting hump for us. They're out there trying to keep the country safe. However, now, when some are coming out talking about how there was infiltration into Trump's campaign and all of that, now it's a different story. It's a different way of looking at it. Come on, think about it. Again, it's what I said. They don't want equality. None of them actually want equality. You know what they want? They want total control. They want to tell you how, where, when, what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, how long you can talk about it. We've seen it happen to others with other stations. Okay? They're with other stations, you know, other large station clusters that get nervous and won't let them speak about certain things. You know what I mean? So what does that tell you? You know, but the people starting to see money show up in their paychecks. I mean, really start to see money show up in their paychecks, right? The Dems, as long as they stay on task of talking about how these tax cuts only help the rich, and therefore we're going to can them, which means you may not get as much money. But hey, we'll stop the rich people from getting richer. You may not be able to feed your family as much or feed your family well after we get back in. But at least we'll stop the rich people. Do you hear how stupid this is? This is their line. Now they're screaming about the Dodd-Frank bill today and some of the changes that were made to it. Before I start, you know, I wish I could send you guys in a direction, but here's the deal. Small banks could not help small companies. Based on what came down, what Obama signed for the banking rules, they made it almost impossible for the small business to do bank or even exist. There was some, I heard one of the legislators today say that in Georgia there were some counties that didn't have any small banks. They only had a couple large banks, and that was it. And businesses aren't built on large banks. Bank of America or Wells Fargo, like you hear, they're not loaning money hand over fist to small banks. The community banks are the ones that know that you and your family have been there for 50 years, and they're willing to help you out. So don't believe all this stuff. You know, Donald Trump says, President Trump says, I don't like it. He doesn't like the attitude change of Kim Jong, what's his face, after he went to China. And they're all going, you know, I mean, the people on the left are going, yeah, he's just trying to, you know, it's going to fail, and it's going to this, and you can never trust him to begin with, we told you so. Well, that's not what's happening at all. China wants concessions from the U.S. And the way they're going to get concessions from the U.S. is to prove that it has control of Kim Jong. I mean, don't you see how it's fallen into place? They're going to put pressure on little Kim to do what they want him to do so they can get what they get, and they're going to guarantee him that he'll be taken care of one way or the other, but if he does what, later on down the road, if he does what President Trump asks him to do, they will have some money coming in. They will be okay. Now, again, unless you read the art of the deal, you really don't understand the way he works this stuff. And I love how we jump all over. You know, we play Monday night quarterback with him before the ball even leaves the quarterback's hand. We already got it figured out why he's wrong, how he's wrong, and how he's going to continue to be wrong before he truly implements the move. And I would do exactly what he's doing to a big degree. I would ignore you. You're not here. You don't listen to briefs. You haven't asked me any questions. You haven't read my book. I'm sorry. Not interested in what you have to say. Now, he said that there was a difference when Kim Jong-un left China the second time. Right? And then he appeared along South Korean President Moon Jae. And he says, I can't say I'm happy about it. And if you look at it and you read what came out of that meeting, yeah, there's a problem there. See, China doesn't want the reunification of North and South Korea. That would be bad for them. And Kim has spoken about the fact that if they reunify, he wants to use the same kind of government they use in North Korea. Apparently, he doesn't want prosperity. He doesn't want people getting money. He doesn't want people having electricity. Then they can probably see what he looks like, for real. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I told you, I had a special guest. You guys always love when I have him on the show. Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the president of Black Conservative Federation. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. That's how we both learn. I learn, you learn, I hope everybody has a good time at that point. And I do appreciate the time that you hang around. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. I want to welcome my next guest on with me. Deontay Johnson joins me. He is the president of the Black Conservative Federation. Deontay, always a pleasure to have you on with me.
It's always a pleasure to join you.
You know, now you're on the East Coast, right?
I am.
Yeah, you guys had quite a few days of rain, didn't you, recently?
Yeah, we had some showers today, and it was pretty disheartening considering that it was sunny this morning.
That's why you've got to come out to California You got to come out here.
Well,
so
I was
we
just
get
there.
Together.
I was just there.
Well, oh, sure. What? And you lost my number? Seriously, man?
I was at the convention, and I expected I was going to see you there.
Oh, you were, you were at the California convention. No, I don't go.
I was in San Diego, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. I don't go. But anyway, hey, listen, let's get to it. You know, one of the reasons you know, we got together today was that you want to talk about, you know, prison form and what started to take place today. So why don't you let people know? First of all, before we get into that, tell people what the Black Conservative Federation is and how they might be able to help you. Let's start off there.
The Black Conservative Federation is an organization that is created to increase the Black conservative movement that happens through promoting economic stability, educational advancement, and community involvement. And we're working to create this network for Black conservatives that the left said that there isn't.
Yeah, it's, you know, really funny because I sat with a friend of mine yesterday, and she's a Black female, and she said in the conversation at one point, she said, you know, I'm just really concerned for our young kids because that she thought she was insulting me. She said, under this president, race relations have just taken a nosedive. They're terrible. And racism is risen. And I'm going, well, I think there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't agree with you. Is the feeling of the Black Conservative Federation that under President Trump, that relations or race relations in this country have gotten worse or better?
I think it has gotten better, but what happens is the left wants to take it and make it worse.
Right. Yeah, they want to speak to it. It's like it's really bad and getting worse, which I just find amazing,
uh-huh.
Quite irritating to me. But anyhow, you want to talk a little bit about prison? You want to talk about prison reform, and that's one of the reasons we got together today. So tell people what happened today. What's driving you to want to talk about this? You there? Yeah, I know, right? That's what happens when you hang up on yourself, I guess. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, all right. Anyway, so what's driving this conversation today? Why do you want to talk about prison reform?
Well, today something very special happened. Something very special happened today on the Hill where President Trump's initiative for something called the First Step Act. It's a White House-backed prison reform bill passed the House 360 votes to 59 votes. The House has overwhelmingly passed the First Step Act. This is one of the first bipartisan bills that has passed this administration. And the First Step Act is a bill to help improve prison conditions and help pave the way for some early releases. And it's very important that we have this bill because we have a lot of people, and I was just telling someone, I said our prison systems, I believe, is one of the most unproductive systems in our country. Because you get people go to prison, they just sit there, they do nothing, they gain nothing, and then they get out and they have nothing and they know nothing. And then what happens? What do they know? They've been in prison for 10 years, they know prison, and so they go back. And
yeah,
so it's becoming a ripple effect.
And it used to be at one point in time, I don't know what happened, I don't know if it's money or what have you, but they would retrain, especially the lesser criminals, the criminals that had less trouble. And now it seems like all that's gone away. All that is not, what's the word I'm looking for here? All that doesn't matter anymore. So what happened to the programs to train up inmates? What happened to programs to help inmates get out and lead a productive life? Okay. Want to try again?
Mother Nature's not having it.
Yeah.
The programs, you know, there are, and I'm not going to say this because there are some going to say, oh, well, there are programs here, there's programs there. There are programs, but there aren't programs that are, like, mandatory. There aren't programs that are helping to create some type of product when they leave.
No, there's no furtherance of an education. Like you said, they just sit there and they pretty much rot. And the only thing they're learning how to do is what the other inmates are teaching them how to do. And I don't know if it's a money thing. Now, when you talk about early release, I got to tell you, I get a little nervous, Deontay, because I see it here in California, and I see what's happened here. Okay? And the early release sometimes is, it's not people that deserve to be out early. They've pleaded their original charge down to begin with, and they get out early. Well, here, because we're overcrowded, or we're said that we're overcrowded. I don't want that happening across the country where people just being let out early because there's not enough room or they've served most of their term on a lesser charge. What do you think?
And that's important. That's a very important statement that you brought up. We have to know that this does not mean that they just are set free. Because when some people think of prison reform, they think of, or criminal justice reform, they think of, oh, my cousin Bob was arrested and shouldn't have been arrested, and he is now going to be let go because prison reform has passed. No. There are a lot of criminals who are in jail for, let's give an example, marijuana. You know, the marijuana problem. And so they're in jail for possession of marijuana, which is not, as we know, is not a, a life-threatening sentence. I mean, you know, they're not harming, you know, harming anyone. And so, but they did, they broke the law.
Right.
Those are for those people to teach them and to give them some type of lessons and give them some type of training and development that you're here now because you made a bad decision. When you go back, don't go back and do the same thing.
Well, let's talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Deontay Johnson joins me. He is the president of the Black Conservative Federation. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I'm Joe Pacino, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, and be part of the conversation. Come on, really, just be part of the conversation. Whether you do it up on a chat room or you send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, some of you say, you know, yeah, I don't want to come on. I don't want to call. I want to ask your question through the email or the text. It ain't that hard, seriously. So let me bring it back on with me. I've got Deontay Johnson on with me. He's the president of Black Conservative Federation. And we're talking about prison reform. And Deontay, again, thanks for being with me tonight. And tell people where they can get more information about you and your organization.
They can visit our website at bcfconservatives.com. They can also email us at info@bcfconservatives.com. They can key us in on Facebook at Black Conservative Federation, and they can follow us on Twitter at bcfofficial_.
Well, look, and I know you guys are doing a lot of great things. I know you're out there working hard. I see a whole bunch of pictures of you at different events and talking about different issues. And tonight we're talking about prison reform. Now, you said the bill, you know, be specific. Give us a few tidbits about what's in the bill and what you think will make serious changes.
So one of the things that really points out to a lot of people is that the bill encouraged inmates to participate in more vocational and rehabilitative programs by letting them get earned time credits that allows them to release early to halfway houses or home confinement. So it's not like they're just being released and saying you're set free. It's giving them time to release to one of those two. Because we have an issue with crowded prisons, and so that's one of the biggest problems. But the hope is that the education programs will reduce the likelihood of inmates committing another crime once released. And so what that would do is that would reduce both crime and incarceration. There's research that shows that education programs do reduce this, okay?
Right.
The bill also increases the amount of good time credits that inmates can earn. Inmates who avoid disciplinary record can currently get credits up to 47 days. That's what it is now, per year incarcerated. The bill increases the cap up to 54, allowing well-behaved inmates to cut their prison sentence by an additional week each year they're incarcerated.
So they can actually work at being able to spend less time in jail while they're, I don't know, bettering themselves, learning a trade, learning how to do something differently, getting educated, right?
Doing something productive.
Well, I can live with that. That makes sense to me. I'm not so much like, I got to tell you something. On my show, when I talk about prison overcrowding, and I'm not trying to be cold here, but you know what? I shared a room with four other boys growing up at times. So, you know, you want to talk about overcrowding? I had overcrowding. We can get past overcrowding. What we need to do is start training these people and, you know, keep, this is going to come out wrong, but instead of sending them all to jail, this is getting crazy. We need to really start working with these people and keep them from constantly recommitting these crimes on a regular basis. And if they can't, go ahead.
That's one of the most important parts is that we need to, and that's why I tell people, I say our prison system is so pointless because no one is, they're not growing or they're not developing from this. They're not being taught a lesson, you know, and what happens is that they begin to revert back to what they do. Also, one thing that I do want to point out is that with this bill, it's also, looking at the conditions of the current prison systems that we have. The conditions including banning the shackling of women during childbirth and requiring that inmates are placed closer to their families. That is something that is big for especially those who have family members that are in prison and they have to travel distance to go and visit them. They're placing inmates close to their families. And so the left, those members who are part of the Democrat Party, those members who are saying that the Trump administration hasn't done anything, isn't doing anything for them, this is something that is helping everyone, especially those who are experiencing family members who are in prison.
Yeah, again, I keep coming back to it. I think that the prison, trying to work on prison overcrowding, trying to work on helping prisoners do better, what have you, is great. I think we need to start dealing with them at a younger age. I think we need to start. And again, some people are so afraid. You see what's going on in schools. You see what's going on just in the inner cities. They're not really dealing with crime in any way, shape, manner, or form. Again, it's grab them, lock them up, let them out. You see that? That's what's happening in Chicago. Is they're pleading down and they're pretty much getting out in a matter of no time at all. When I say no time, I'm not talking a couple of years. I'm talking about a couple of weeks, couple of months at max. It just creates a revolving door, doesn't it?
I agree. It does. It definitely does. Okay. It definitely does. And so we have to create something that is going to be more beneficial for them.
Yeah. So how far along is this bill?
Well, it has to go to the Senate now. It has to go to the Senate. and we know what happens when things go to the Senate.
It's just going to say, it's going to show up with moss on it in a couple of months. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, and so there's currently, Mitch McConnell is seeing that there's currently some opposition on the Republican side. Chuck Grassley is one of the ones who has some opposition to it. And so it has to pass the Senate. And so what people need to do and all of our listeners need to do is contact the U.S. Senate, U.S. senators, and write them a letter, call them, and say that they must support the First Step Act. It is very important so we can get it to the president's desk. The president said last week at the Prison Reform Summit that if it gets to his desk, he's signing it. This is something that Jared Trump has been pushing. This is an initiative out of the White House. And so this is something that would be great for the supporters of the president to make sure that this gets done, especially before midterms. This is something great before midterms to happen. And so we have to support it. And so contact your U.S. senators and say and demand that they sign this bill. Something works for you. You know, it's not the other way around.
One last thing before I let you go, and because people are still talking about it. What do you think about Trump's comments when he called the MS-13 gang a bunch of animals?
They are animals. Animals do crazy things.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when you act like an animal, you get called an animal. And the kid that was given 40...
Walk like a duck, quack like a duck, it's a duck.
Okay. All right, Deontay, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me today.
Thank you.
All right. That was Deontay Johnson, and he is the president of the Black Conservative Federation. You get to, you know, look, if you think that young people are just hanging out all day, there are a lot of them doing that. A lot of them don't know how to get out of their basement. That one fellow we did the story on where he's been at home, been living in the mom's basement for 30 years or whatever. There are people, there are young people out there doing something, making changes. And his group is one of them. So if you want to check them out, you really have to go to the Black, just go to Google, that Google thing, and Google Black Conservative Federation. And you'll get a real feel for what they're doing. And these are young men that are doing things in the world. These are young men that are trying to make a difference for everyone, not just for other young black men, but truly for everyone. And you should support. We should encourage, and we shouldn't support. We should encourage and support people like that. We really should. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I mean, we got so many stories. You know, don't you think it's rich that Nancy Pelosi, her message is get us back in and we'll drain the swamp. Get us back in and we'll clean up the corruption. Really? That's like, isn't that like the Russ saying, you know, hey, put more of me on the car and I'll clean it up? You mean these people coined the phrase corruption. These people have perfected corruption, especially the old timers in there. And by the way, I don't know if you guys know this. I think it was in France or England. You know, the gun-free zone. Somebody opened fire on the crowds with an AK-47. So again, proof that you just it's just amazing to me that the left can see that happen and still won't back off to the fact that if you don't allow guns, if you don't have guns, if you ban all guns, we'll be safer. Well, keep an eye on Britain or England and watch what happens. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly just being part of the conversation. And that's what I want. I want you part of the conversation. You know, otherwise, how do we learn from each other, right? Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, as well as buying my coffee mug, TRS coffee mug. If you're watching, you can, well, you could have seen it if I changed the camera. But you can buy the coffee mug, and I told you, the coffee tastes better in there. Really, seriously. But you won't know unless you buy a mug and find out. see if I can sell you that one. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. There's a Facebook feed. There's other ways. There's a million ways to catch the show, including your local station. If your local station doesn't carry it, you need to call them and say, what the heck's wrong with you people? You know, kind of thing. Anyway, we were on this kick earlier, and I found this other story. I don't know if somebody sent it to me. If you sent it to me, I'm sorry. But I found this other story about a course that teaches about genderqueer studies. You ready for this? Through dance. How? Yeah, I don't know. And the beauty, again, It's from my home state of Massachusetts. It seems like there's something in the air, the water, the ground, whatever, that allows these people just anything they think about, anything goes. Seriously. So Amherst College, which was always a party college, I don't know, might still be. In Massachusetts, it's offering a feminist-themed dance class next semester, featuring readings from scholars including Judith Butler, Michael Foucault, Introduction to Dance Studies, Dance Performance and Theory, is taught by a visiting professor of dance and theater. It's intended to help students learn about dance performance through feminist and queer theory. Can somebody, is there like an artsy-fartsy person around that can tell me what this means? So they dance differently? Do queer I don't know. Do they dance differently? I mean, again, I thought it was supposed to be equality, everybody kind of the same, everybody wants to be accepted the same way. But then you throw this at me and say, okay, yeah, we all are the same. We all are the same. Stop making us different. Oh, by the way, we're different because we dance differently. Or we lay our offices out differently. You know, we look at this whole feng shui thing kind of differently. So some scholars have critiqued this expectation, suggesting that the mainstream demands upon dancers constrain them within the gendered and racial norms, and thus that invoking queer theory, an intersectional approach can allow for new opportunities for dancers. Translates to blah, 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 some psychobabble here, psychobabble there, blah, 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 blah. I mean, seriously. This is going on in colleges. They're selling this stuff to your kids. And part of it, is to make them buy into it. Because they don't want to sound stupid. They don't want to sound ignorant to these things. They don't want to sound like they're against these things. And can anybody tell me what the common thread is in these stories that I go through with you? I would love it if somebody could figure this out really fast, because there's one common denominator with all of these stories, and that is that the majority of them, and I don't mean 51%, I'm talking like 97% of these, are taught by women's study departments all across the country. It's always women's studies. It's always a women's studies professor or women's issues professor teaching about the, you know, the queer and the gender different. So it truly is. When I look at this stuff sometimes, I have to sit there and wonder why. Not what are they talking about, but why. Why in college do I need to know about gender and queer studies, but through dance? They've gone off the rails, and we've allowed them to do it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. You know, we did this one. We did the queer space course, right? What did I tell you? We're 47th in the world when it comes to math and science. And the thing we think about pushing at the colleges is, you know, a queer space course. Are we serious? Starbucks is sorry for the decision they made now. Well, they won't tell you that. I mean, the stock goes down pretty much every other day. Takes a bit of a hit. They tried to dig itself out of a controversy, right, by attempting to clarify a policy towards their non-paying guests that generated an onslaught of criticism all weekend long. The Seattle-based retailer on Saturday had said it would allow all guests in the U.S. company-owned stores to use its cafes, including its restrooms, whether or not they make a purchase. That announcement, which attracted some support, also drew complaints that the cafes wouldn't have enough seats for paying customers anymore, would turn into a homeless shelter for drug and drug havens. You know, all you got to do is go downtown Los Angeles, downtown Oakland, downtown San Francisco, and take a hard look at what they're doing. Take a hard look at what they got going on. So you can't say, what do you call homophobic? What would you call this? There's a reality here. You start letting them sleep all through the place. Sit, they're not touching them. They won't wake them up. And one of my local Starbucks, a good friend of mine, was telling me how one of them had fallen asleep under the table. Laid down under the table, not on a bench. Apparently, maybe it was darker or warmer there. I don't know. Or cooler. And nobody would wake them up because the company policy was they couldn't throw anybody out that wasn't purchasing or hadn't purchased anything. So they need to lay that process out better, don't you think? Now, an issue in essence is whether Starbucks views itself as a business that caters to customers or, you know, a public place to hang out. Right? And this uproar all came out of, you know, last month's arresting the two black men who wanted to use the Starbucks bathroom. There's a lot more to the story than that. But you never hear the lot more. Now, a lot of other restaurants and retailers also, they've got to manage this issue as well. Remember, you know, when Starbucks, any major chain, starts doing stuff like this, then the rest of them have to start looking at themselves and deciding what side of the fence they want to be on. You know, other restaurants like McDonald's, will say, or Panera Bread, they have free Wi-Fi, they encourage customers to hang out. You know, and part of that is I think you're going to keep getting up getting coffee, you're going to keep getting up getting snacks, you'll keep getting up and maybe purchasing stuff there. And the Wi-Fi, once paid for, it's paid for, that's it. Now, McDonald's, which is, I guess it's like 98% franchised, said it lets franchisees figure out how they're going to handle this stuff. But Starbucks has really opened up a whole can of worms, right? The restaurants leave it up to the direction of the individual restaurant. Most are too busy to enforce any policy, really. Starbucks, you know, they have piecemeal messaging on the issue. They have no real program. They have, you know, they have no real drip campaign on this issue. It's a catch-as-catch-can, it seems like. But the point here, in total, I go to a restaurant. I'm going to buy a cup of coffee. I'm going to get myself a... man, I haven't been to Starbucks in so long, I don't even know. I guess you can still buy water there. Oh, you know what they used to have that I loved? Is those chocolate biscottis. I know they were fake, but I love them anyway. So...
I'll make you some money.
So you go in there, get your coffee, get your chocolate-covered biscotti and whatever else they got selling. And I'm sitting there, and I got the guy next to me smells like he hasn't taken a shower in 3 weeks. And he's just hanging out staring at me because he's hungry. I don't go in there for that. Do you know what I mean? It ain't right. And it's a place to do business. It's a place where I want to do business. Well, although, again, I haven't been in there forever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Don't fall asleep. We got a lot more. I mean, I've got a lot more coming up. We're talking about the spying on Trump. Good, bad, or indifferent? Clapper says it was a good thing. Transgender woman is filing a human rights complaint against a spa place because the transgender woman went in for a waxing and was refused because still had their body parts, if you know what I mean. We'll talk about that more in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.